When the world is calling, whether it's sunny beaches, global cities, or boardrooms that can't wait, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, a new nonstop to Montreal on Air Canada, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, Columbus makes travel simpler, smarter, and closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
Yvonne and Enfield, thank you very much indeed. Let's bring in Simon Marks again. Simon, we've got this march happening today, 200,000, 300,000, I mean, lots of people.
Lots of people.
Yeah, from all over the country.
Yes, who are not going to give him a chance, who are not going to give him the benefit of the doubt, who are not going to suspend judgment, and who are not just going to march today, they are going to demonstrate on a consistent basis throughout his presidency. And that's going to be a problem for him. I mean, that is to some extent going to constrain his ability to act. It also runs the risk of just simply enraging him. And further sensing in him that what he's got to do is to deliver for the other side, for the crowd that brought him here, because the crowd that's going to be on the streets today, he can never reach them.
So we talk a lot about unity and the lack of rhetoric. Now, it's interesting. Trump's a TV guy, right? He's a TV executive. The model for American television, especially on cable TV, is that you double down on your audience. As long as your audience is loyal to you, you know, and the ad companies are loyal to you because of that, and you know exactly who you're dealing with. You don't care about the other side who are watching the other channel. It's a bit like that with this presidency, isn't it?
It is. And again, the conventional political wisdom has been wrong about this throughout the last year and a half. We all said a year and a half ago, the Republicans can't possibly win this election if they just double down and reach out to their working class, predominantly white base. They should be broadening the party. They need to be reaching out to Latinos. They need to be reaching out to African Americans. Donald Trump came along and said, I don't think we need to do that at all. Tore that page out of the political rule book. Now he will do exactly the same from his position in the White House. He's taking the country down uncharted political waters, and he's going to face an intensity of opposition that I think even George W. Bush didn't face during his presidency. And one of the lingering aftermath of yesterday is, you know, George W. Bush, deeply unpopular. You know, as you know better than I do from his time as president, I'd say he almost looks like a political relic now from a more civilized age, where at least some kind of discourse was taking place around a shared agreement on a common body of facts. The problem is both sides now have their own facts, and that's the thing that's really concerning, I think, about where political discourse here is going. There is no longer an agreement over what the facts behind every argument are. If you don't agree on the facts, after that, everything else is just invective.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because I was watching George Bush yesterday on stage, and there was a little smile playing across his face, and he must have thought to himself, finally, a guy who is even less popular.
This is going to really help burnish my image. There was a very interesting interaction when he came off the stage yesterday. A Washington Post reporter with a cell phone was right there and said to him, how did you enjoy the speech, Mr. President? And George just looks at the reporter and says, it's good to see you. That was it.
But also, actually, the face of the Clintons. Absolutely ashen.
Yes.
And Bill could barely close his mouth. And it was almost as if they were seeing the ghosts of history parade before them.
But again, if you're the Clintons and you're sitting there, or you're the Obamas and you're sitting there, or you're George and Laura Bush and you're sitting there, and the barbarian is now not just at the gates, he's actually making the speech, and he's accusing you of responsibilities, come back to that phrase, for American carnage. And at the end of the speech, you get up and you smile serenely and you shake him by the hand and you tell him what a good job he's done. You know, the public hazing of Mitt Romney, which went on when Trump appeared to be flirting with the idea of giving Mitt Romney the Secretary of State job, which I suspect he never planned to do to begin with. That was as nothing compared to the hazing of the political elite that went on here yesterday.
On quite a stage as well. Simon, stick around. Now, keep those calls coming in. 0345-6060-973. The question is, are you scared or are you ecstatic about President Donald J. Trump? I'm Matt Fry on LBC. The time is 10:46.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on...
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.